Wallace Turlock had never wanted to kill one of his clients before today. Maim them? Sure. Hurt them? Okay. After several change orders, it happened to the saintliest of contractors. But he wasn't going to be able to kill Genevieve Hannigan. A shame.
You can't keep changing your mind.
Surprised he got the words out between his clenched teeth and jaw, he kept going.
First, you wanted the mahogany wood floors, then the blonde wood, and now the cherry. Would you make up your mind? Do you even know what you want?
Genevieve stared back at him with wide blue eyes, which had filled greater men than he. Didn't do a thing to him, fortunately, thanks to years of aversion training.
I know exactly what I want. The cherry wood floors. Maybe if you'd shown those to me to begin with, we wouldn't be behind schedule.
From behind the counter of the little bakery she'd chosen to name Sweet Southern Buns, Genevieve looked at him with a straight face. Please. She couldn't be serious.
All the choices were available to you, Jen. You're the one who doesn't know what she wants.
She sighed, took a box out from under the counter, and started filling it with sugar-raised donuts.
Are we going to have this argument again? Joe said you'd do a good job. You're supposed to be the best contractor in the area.
Joe Hannigan, Jen's big brother. Wallace's best bud, and the only reason he'd agreed to take on such a small renovation project. His company, Pacific Granite Construction, should have been able to take care of a job like this in a few days. They would be done by now. But Genevieve had changed her mind half a dozen times, and he'd finally let his crew loose and decided to finish the job himself. Or die trying. He usually took the entire month of January off, having finally worked his company into a position where he could afford to do so. Any other January, he'd have already retreated to the cabin he'd single-handedly built in Miwok Village. The first snowfall had hit the Sierras last week, and he could picture his fireplace if he closed his eyes. The quiet, the solitude, the peace, the banging.
Genevieve, are you going to open or what?
A male customer shouted from outside. Wallace turned to see a line of customers outside the shop's door. Another thing. He could have used the fact the delays were affecting her business. Instead, all these fools kept coming. The only difference being that no one lingered but took their pastries to go.
Hold your horses, sugar.
Genevieve came around from behind the counter and opened the front door to Ophelia, president of the Chamber of Commerce and self-appointed busybody. Everyone else filed in after the queen.
Hey, Wallace.
How's your brother and Brooke? She knocked up yet? Did he seriously turn down a chance to broadcast for Fox Sports?
Wallace grunted and chatted with a few of the locals. A casualty of life in the small Napa Valley town of Starlight Hill, in addition to being big brother to the town's local millionaire and retired baseball superstar, Billy Turlock. As the last customer left, Wallace crumpled up the oldest change order in his hands and stood up.
Tell you what, I'm going to put one of my best guys on this.
Jerry was the patron saint of contractors, and Jen needed one.
No, you said you'd do this. I don't trust anyone else.
Jen did that thing she and every other woman put on this earth did to torment him. Her lips parted slightly.